There once was an inventor named Satoshi Nakamoto, who invented a magical coin called Bitcoin and then disappeared. One day, a woman sat down by a pond where a swan was discussing this wondrous Bitcoin. She was fascinated and came back day after day to learn more. Finally, one day, she decided she wanted one of these coins. But to her despair, it would cost a year's wages to obtain when she nary had 2 coppers to rub together once her monthly needs were met. The swan told her not to despair, for he knew a way she could earn Satoshis, the smallest unit of Bitcoin, just by paying her bills each month. With that, the swan handed her a small black card called a fold and told her, "Just swipe this every time you spend money, and fold will give you sats back." Before long, her magical fold card had helped her to stack millions of Satoshis. One would think that this fold card would be such a precious gift that she would want to keep it all to herself. But in truth, she was so thankful that she set out to let others know. Everywhere she went, she left this message behind. Join my Fold Squad at use.foldapp.com/r/classic and get 20,000 sats just for signing up for your free Fold debit card. This story is a promotional short. You must be at least 18 years old to get your Fold debit card and the bonus sats. By following the link in the show notes to get your Fold debit card, you are helping to support this show. Welcome to Classic Children's Books Podcast. What would you do if I told you that you could travel back in time for an adventure? Would you join me? Every time we open an old book, we can do just that. So come along beside me as I journey through children's classics, both well-known and nearly forgotten. Subscribe to the Classic Children's Books Podcast so you don't miss a single episode. And since every adventure is better with a friend, share your favorite tales. When you leave a review on your favorite podcasting app, you are creating a map for other travelers to find us on our expeditions. We are making quite a bit of progress through Andrew Lang's Blue Fairy book published in 1889. Today's story is a short one that comes from the Brothers Grimm. While our last tale from the Grimms was likely new to you, this one is probably well known. I hope you enjoy my take on this classic. But before we jump in, let's thank our supporters over on Fountain FM.
I'm not sure why the Grimm brothers thought my story was so interesting. I'm just a youth who set out to learn what fear was. I only wanted to learn to shudder. And now, I'm finding there is something else I don't understand. How does one send a boost in a fountain? Either way, I do know it is important to say thank you. So to Fernando_V, user 7288, user 1566, user 6778, and JMLCX, thank you for the boost. Also, on the Christmas special, Defunct Mode says, Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. And Top WK1 says, keep it up. On the Bronze Ring, Chad says, great episode. Well, thank you. We appreciate your kind feedback. And now, here's to 2023 and many more great tales to come, starting with Rumpelstiltskin.
There was once upon a time a poor miller who had a very beautiful daughter. Now it happened one day that he had an audience with the king, and in order to appear a person of some importance, he told him that he had a daughter who could spin straw into gold.
Now that's a talent worth having,
said the king to the miller.
If your daughter is as clever as you say, bring her to my palace tomorrow, and I'll put her to the test.
When the girl was brought to him, he led her into a room full of straw, gave her a spinning wheel and spindle, and said,
Now, set to work and spin all night till early dawn, and if by that time you haven't spun the straw into gold, you shall die.
Then he closed the door behind him and left her alone inside. So the poor miller's daughter sat down and didn't know what in the world she was to do. She hadn't the least idea of how to spin straw into gold, and became at last so miserable that she began to cry. Suddenly the door opened, and in stepped a tiny little man and said,
Good evening, Miss Miller Maid. Why are you crying so bitterly?
Oh, answered the girl.
I have to spin straw into gold, and haven't a notion how it's done.
What will you give me if I spin it for you?
Asked the mannequin.
My necklace,
replied the girl. The little man took the necklace, sat himself down at the wheel, and wore. The wheel went round 3 times, and the bobbin was full. Then he put on another, and wore. The wheel went round 3 times, and the second too was full. And so it went on till the morning, when all the straw was spun away, and all the bobbins were full of gold. As soon as the sun rose, the king came, and when he perceived the gold, he was astonished and delighted. But his heart only lusted more than ever after the precious metal. He had the miller's daughter put into another room full of straw, much bigger than the first, and bade her, if she valued her life, spin it all into gold before the following morning. The girl didn't know what to do, and began to cry. Then the door opened as before, and the tiny little man appeared and said,
What'll you give me if I spin the straw into gold for you?
The ring from my finger,
answered the girl. The mannequin took the ring and wore. Round went the spinning wheel again, and when morning broke, he had spun all the straw into glittering gold. The king was pleased beyond measure at the sight, but his greed for gold was still not satisfied, and he had the miller's daughter brought into a yet bigger room full of straw, and said,
You must spin all this away in the night, but if you succeed this time, you shall become my wife. She's only a miller's daughter, it's true,
he thought.
But I couldn't find a richer wife if I were to search the whole world over.
When the girl was alone, the little man appeared for the 3rd time and said,
What'll you give me if I spin the straw for you once again?
I've nothing more to give,
answered the girl.
Then promise me when you are queen to give me your first child.
Who knows what mayn't happen before that,
thought the miller's daughter. And besides, she saw no other way out of it. So she promised a mannequin what he demanded, and he set to work once more and spun the straw into gold. When the king came in the morning and found everything as he had desired, he straightway made her his wife, and the miller's daughter became a queen. When a year had passed, a beautiful son was born to her, and she thought no more of the little man, till all of a sudden one day he stepped into her room and said,
Now, give me what you promised.
The queen was in a great state, and offered the little man all the riches in her kingdom if he would only leave her the child. But the mannequin said,
No, a living creature is dearer to me than all the treasures in the world.
Then the queen began to cry and sob so bitterly that the little man was sorry for her and said,
I'll give you 3 days to guess my name, and if you find it out in that time, you may keep your child.
Then the queen pondered the whole night over all the names she had ever heard, and sent a messenger to scour the land and to pick up far and near any names he should come across. When the little man arrived on the following day, she began with Caspar, Melchior, Belshazzar, and all the other names she knew in a string. But at each one the mannequin called out,
That's not my name.
The next day she sent to inquire the names of all the people in the neighborhood, and had a long list of the most uncommon and extraordinary for the little man when he made his appearance.
Is your name, perhaps, Sheepshanks, Crookshanks, Spindleshanks?
But he always replied,
That's not my name.
On the 3rd day, the messenger returned and announced,
I have not been able to find any new names, but as I came upon a high hill round the corner of the wood, where the foxes and hares bid each other good night, I saw a little house, and in front of the house burned a fire, and round the fire sprang the most grotesque little man, hopping on one leg and crying, Tomorrow I brew, today I bake, and then the child away I'll take, for little deems my royal dame that Rumpelstiltskin is my name.
You may imagine the queen's delight at hearing the name, and when the little man stepped in shortly afterwards and asked,
"Now, my lady queen, what's my name?"
She asked first,
"Is your name Conrad?"
"No."
"Is your name Harry?"
"No."
"Is your name, perhaps, Rumpelstiltskin?"
"Some demon has told you that. Some demon has told you that,"
screamed the little man, and in his rage drove his right foot so far into the ground that it sank in up to his waist. Then, in a passion, he seized the left foot with both hands and tore himself in two.
I hope you enjoyed today's tale. Just as there are many libraries in the world that house our tattered guides, there are many places where you can listen to Classic Children's Books podcast. But my favorite spot is a little hidden gem called Fountain FM. Fountain is powered by the Lightning Network and allows listeners to earn Satoshis, the teensy tiniest amount of Bitcoin, just for listening to their favorite shows. At Fountain FM, you can clip the most interesting parts from our classic tales to share with your friends. If you leave a boost, maybe a friend or foe from the pages of our books will give you a shout-out or even read your boost. I look forward to wandering through more dog-eared pages of classic children's books with you.